You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Simon Hazeldean, a psychologist and sales coach who specializes in applied neuroscience. He has written 5 books on selling and customer relations, the most recent being NeuroSell, How Neuroscience Can Maximize Your Sales Success. Simon, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, great to be here.
And good to have you. So first of all, why should neuroscience be of interest to salespeople?
Well, fundamentally, we've learned more about the human brain and how it works in the last, let's say, 5 to 10 years than in the whole of human history. And the human brain is the seat of all human behavior. And that would also include the decisions customers make to buy or not to buy from salespeople. So understanding how to connect with and make the human brain feel comfortable with you, firstly, and secondly, with your sales proposal, is of vital importance to salespeople who want to improve their closing ratio.
And how does the human brain make these buying decisions?
Well, the scary fact is that only 5% of all human thinking, sort of cognition and also decision making, occurs in the rational part of the brain, what's known as the cortex and primarily the prefrontal cortex. A massive 95% occurs in more primitive regions of the brain, the limbic system or the emotional center of the brain, and the most primitive instinctive part of the brain is called the reptilian brain, and all the information actually flows through the primitive parts of the brain and is filtered before it gets to the rational part. So many decisions, in fact the majority of decisions, are made primarily emotionally and then are justified sort of logically. So if salespeople can't connect with all of those parts of the brain, then they're probably going to find an uphill struggle.
In your book, you talk about the concept of brain-friendly selling. What do you mean by that?
Well, brain-friendly selling is that the brain has to feel, or should I say more specifically, the more primitive and emotional parts of the brain, they need to feel comfortable with the person who is selling to them. When a human being meets a stranger for the first time, the brain goes into a minor form of threat response. That's because the brain hasn't changed significantly in 100,000 years. So it's very, very suited to surviving in a primitive environment. And obviously in our modern world, that's not such a dangerous place to be. However, the sort of the leftover of that primitive evolution of the brain means that salespeople meeting a customer the first time, the salesperson will have to make that customer feel as comfortable as they can as fast as possible. And the concept of brain-friendly selling is to connect with the customer's brain, make it feel comfortable, which makes it more receptive. When the brain feels stressed, the message receptors close down. So making the brain feel more comfortable, the message receptors in the brain open up, hence the concept of making it brain friendly, and in fact making the whole process more comfortable for everybody involved.
Today we are joined by Simon Hazeldean, a psychologist and sales coach who specializes in applied neuroscience, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Simon, how can we use a better understanding of the human brain to sell more effectively and motivate customers to take action?
Well, that's absolutely the end result. And as an aside, before I just answer that question, there's really only 2 possible outcomes that you want at the end of a sales meeting. Either you've moved the sale forward and closer to a close, or you've closed the business. So we do need to be able to motivate our customers to take action. The human brain, hardwired into the human brain and the human nervous system, are the 2 most powerful motivating forces that cause human beings to take action. The primary one, or the first one to activate, is the desire to stay away from pain or discomfort. and the next one is to move towards pleasure or comfort. So it's really good for salespeople to dig deeply into customers' problems, help the customer to understand the problems they're facing, the challenges, and what those challenges are bringing to them, and then show the customer how what they have to offer, their product or service, can move the customer towards a more pleasurable, comfortable outcome. So stay away from pain, move towards reward, are the two most fundamental, powerful driving forces. And I think all the listeners should have a look and see how their sales literature and their sales approach, does it tap into and make use of those two powerful forces?
And in your book, you talk about adaptive selling. What do you mean by that?
Well, adaptive selling is about a sales professional adapting their sales approach in various ways. Firstly, they need to obviously adapt their approach, the sales approach for the industry or the market that they're in. So, you know, business to consumer will be different to business, and industries within business to business selling. There is also adapting their selling to the stage of the customer's buying process. When I'm working with organizations training salespeople, I start with looking at the customer's buying process, not the selling process, and how we can align those. And finally, it's about adapting your interpersonal behavior to better suit that of the customer. And in my book, I reference the different personality profiles to do with the chemistry in people's brains. So some customers like to get straight down to business and get results. Other customers are more thoughtful and analytical. Other customers respond more to sort of enthusiasm and excitement. And others will really want to get to know you at a personal level and make slow, steady decisions. So we have to help the customer by adapting our style, and that makes them feel more comfortable with us and helps us to close sales more effectively.
Certainly sounds good. And what are your thoughts on aligning the sales process with the customer's buying process?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned previously, that's kind of part of adaptive selling. But it's to have your mind focused on what is the buying process the customer is going through, what stages is the customer going through. So In the book, I talk about a typical buying process that starts with the customer recognizing the need, then trying to find a solution, looking at prospective suppliers, etc. And very wise salespeople, very capable salespeople, will fully align their sales process with that buying process, often getting ahead of the customer's buying process to stimulate the desire, and really locking in their selling process, giving the customer exactly what they need at each stage of their buying process, which helps them to buy, helps to make the decision, and helps them to spend their money with you.
Certainly some great advice, and we could definitely talk for a while on this topic. Hopefully we can get you back on. But before you go, how about telling our listeners where they can be in contact and also where they can get more information about you online?
Yeah, they can certainly go to either of my websites. First one is www.neuro-sell.com, neuro-sell.com, and my speaker and consultancy website, www.simonhazeldine.com, simonhazeldine.com, and they feel free to email me at simon@simonhazeldine.com.
And in conclusion, any closing thoughts, tip, or takeaway for the listeners today?
Yeah, I think the single most powerful thing they could all do is to, when they're questioning with their customers, finding out what problems the customers have. Sales professionals should love problems, because if customers with problems want solutions, and if you can show the customer how you can provide solutions to their problems, really make them realize the impact of not taking action and what it's costing them. You're harnessing that stay away motivation, and then show them in your sales presentation how your product or service brings them towards the kind of future solution they're looking for. Have a look at your questioning process, see if you've got those two forces picked up, and then also have a look at your sales pitches and your sales presentations. Get those two forces, stay away, move towards, in there, and you will close more sales.
Simon, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today, and look forward to your coming back to be with us again.
Fantastic. I look forward to it. Thanks very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Certainly it's been our pleasure as well. We've been speaking with Simon Hazeldean, a psychologist and sales coach who specializes in applied neuroscience. And once again, the websites of reference is neuro-sellonline.com as well as simonhazeldean.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.